In 1811, 2 years after Scovell returned to Portugal, a new scheme of encrypted French messages began to appear on the peninsula. Frederick Marmont, the commander of the army of Portugal, had realized how difficult it was becoming to pass sensitive communications between armies without these being intercepted. He therefore created a small cipher of around 150 characters that was called the Army of Portugal Cipher. Each of the characters stood for either letters or keywords such as people or places. While the 150-character cipher was not the most secure cipher ever created, it did help to increase the security of communications between parts of the French military in the Iberian Peninsula. Scovell, as the chief of the communications unit for the British military, was brought in to help with solving the problem of encrypted messages. If the British military could break the code, then they might be privy to the secret orders sent between parts of the French military. While Scovell had no prior experience in code breaking, in 1811 he had managed to find a copy of a book called Cryptographia, or The Art of Deciphering, that had been written by David Arnold Conradus. This book highlighted the very basic principles that rendered weak ciphers breakable. Conradus highlighted some specific rules for breaking a cipher. Proposition 1. The art of deciphering is the explanation of secret characters by certain rules. Proposition 2. Every language has, besides the form of characters, something peculiar in the place, order, continuation, frequency, and number of the letters. Rule 1. In deciphering, regard is to be had to the place, order, combination, frequency, and number of letters. Rule 2. In deciphering, nothing is to be left to conjecture, where the art shows the way of proceeding with certainty. Proposition 3. In writing of any length, the same characters recur several times. Rule 3. Writings of any length are most easy to decipher from the frequent recurrence and combination of the same letters. Remarkably, applying these very simple rules, the clever Scovell managed to break the Army of Portugal cipher in his spare time over the course of just a few weeks. Armed with this knowledge of French intentions and dispositions, the British were able to decrypt many of the most sensitive French communications that had been captured mostly by Spanish guerrilla groups. Due to the relative lack of security of the Army of Portugal cipher, and the increasing danger of sending communications between leaders on the Iberian Peninsula and back to Paris, Joseph Bonaparte, the brother of Napoleon, demanded the creation of a new and much stronger cipher. This request gave rise to the Great Paris Cipher, and in the last days of 1811, the new cipher tables were distributed to the senior leadership of the French political and military channels. This new cipher consisted of 1,750 symbols, which alone rendered the new code far more secure than the Army of Portugal cipher had been. Rather than using symbols for just letters and words, this new cipher also used symbols for sounds, syllables, and parts of words. These added symbols increased the flexibility of the code and added both precision and speed. Conradus's simple methods of breaking codes could no longer be so easily applied to the Great Paris Cipher. With multiple symbols for each letter, and still other symbols for letter combinations, the natural linguistic characteristics that would allow a cipher to be broken were hidden beneath layers of increasingly complex code. Due to the increased difficulty of this code, it took Scovell several months instead of weeks to break the Great Paris Cipher. In the interim between the introduction of the Great Paris Cipher and its being broken in mid-1812, the British military continued its campaign in the Iberian Peninsula, with much of its information being gathered from intercepted transmissions still being sent in the Army of Portugal Cipher. In spite of their decent knowledge of enemy movements, they could not be sure as to the true intent of the French military and future plans without knowledge of the highly encrypted transmissions between Paris and Spain.